taking notes. I had the honor of watching Tim Sonnefeld's magic show. I sat near the back of the room and watched and listened to the audience response. Beside me was the person who hired Tim. Throughout the show, she would make comments like, "Nice music," or "That's funny." I wrote down every word she said. Here's the logic. If someone gives a verbal response during a show, it's an honest response. It meant Tim had made a great music choice that inspired the audience. It meant that Tim had said something clever, some sort of humor that kept the audience's attention. The same logic applies to negative comments as well. What if the lady had said, "Oh, he chose the wrong person for that"? That statement could mean the helper was uncooperative, but it could also reflect on the performer's ability to control the audience. Every moment in a show is important if you're striving for your best. Let's say you've evaluated your show in one of the ways discussed. You've determined the audience response is not where it should be. Let's also say that you know the material is great because you bought the script and props from a world-famous entertainer. If this is the case, there are only two options remaining to explain the poor response. One, it may be that the script you've bought works for some personalities, but not your own. Or two, it might be you. Now we're getting somewhere. If the problem is you, then it's most likely a stage presence issue that can be solved. From opening to closing, a professional show is a scripted, planned, and organized unit with one purpose: entertain the audience. There are several details that will improve our ability to entertain. It's time to start learning those details.